In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
As we all know, it's been raining continuously in this country since 2014, or at least it feels like that. Now you'd think the Irish would be used to it, but does it affect our mood? How do we cope? Are there people who don't mind so much? Are there people who actually like it? News Talk's Please Make It Stop correspondent Henry McKean has been out getting soaked. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. You look and sound so happy. Why are you so happy? Why are you in such a motivated, delighted way? But yeah, you're right. I mean, the long-term forecast from Met Aaron is basically low pressure, more rain, more flooding, maybe snow in 10 days' time. And, you know, we wanted to try and cheer
people
up.
Snow in 10 days' time?
Yes, we think there could be snow. Well, they think there could be snow.
Like, you see, that's the thing. People get excited when they think there might be a bit of snow.
Well, they do, but it will cause chaos. But there might not be snow, but there might be snow.
Oh, I can't go to work, it's snowing. Oh, no.
Well, I mean,
you know, all that stuff.
It's great for the kids,
but it's... trains don't run and,
It's like I'm like right now freezing. Can I say freezing my balls off? But I'm freezing. I'm really feeling it. And I feel kind of damp and I feel wet. But they say, you know, that less sunlight, they say that greyness, it makes you feel sluggish. There you go. I can't even say the word sluggish. That's how sluggish
you get sad.
I am.
It's that thing. You don't get enough vitamin D.
Yes.
Because it's so grey and depressing.
Yeah. And that kind of miserable. low energy.
Yeah.
But for me, my worst experience in the rain was actually the Winter Games, the Special Olympics Winter Games in Austria in 2017. It was the opening ceremony. And there was the slushy rain. It just kept coming at you and it got into your bones. And I actually put a photograph up on social media and I'm wearing one of these kind of, you know, see-through ponchos.
Oh, yeah, they'll work. Yeah.
It was just so cold. And then just last September in Donegal, I played golf without wearing a proper jacket and I got soaked, my underpants right through. They weren't see-through, but it was just so freezing. And friends, they were in like €400 jackets, so they stayed nice and dry.
Oh,
you know, the proper
nice
golfing jackets.
Who's in that picture with you in that kind of, you're wearing this kind of orange poncho.
Yes.
You look like you've been wrapped in something. But there's two other geezers there with kind of Austrian outfits.
I think
is that what they were?
Kind of from The Sound of Music.
They looked like it, didn't they?
The Hills Are Alive.
I think they were singers.
Yes, they were yodelers. And they had moustaches.
Okay.
And they were loving it. They were the types that would love this weather, love this freezing, wet weather. And here are people who love rain.
What good things happen with rain?
Clears all the scumbags off the street.
So it cleans the streets? It actually physically cleans them?
Yeah.
And it stops antisocial behaviour?
It's nature having a wash, isn't it really?
And who else does it help?
The flowers.
And the flowers?
And
you're wearing a fancy raincoat, you've got a Patagonia raincoat.
Well, I'm an ex-cross-country runner, so I knew all about weather, you know?
So you like the rain?
No, it's all about, like they say in Scandinavia, it's... there's no such thing as bad weather, it's just bad clothing.
How do you cheer yourself up? How do you remain happy in the bad weather?
Cookies.
Cookies?
Yeah, just like little snacks and stuff.
And you're eating a cookie right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a chocolate cookie or...?
It was, yeah. Double chocolate with marshmallow inside, I think.
And that
really
got
nice.
You through?
Mm.
And you're standing in the rain in your big raincoat and you're happy?
Yeah.
Eating cookies?
Good food. It gets you through anything.
I look forward to the future.
That's how you stay happy in this rain.
Yes, well, it's the only way we have to. See, it's getting brighter over there already.
It really isn't.
Come on. That's why I'm an optimist. You're a pessimist.
Well, I try to be optimistic too. So you think of the future. You're happy, happy, happy.
And I look at the long-term forecast and it's getting better and better.
It is going to get better?
Of course it's going to get better, man. It's springtime, 1st of February.
There's a man who hasn't looked at the long-term forecast because it seems to be it is going to just get wetter and wetter. Is it closed, though? Like last year, I bought one of these. You know, it's like those big coats that the football managers have.
Oh, you have one of those. I know the ones.
And it's, you know, it's like putting on a sleeping bag every day. I don't want to wear anything else until the spring comes, and it's waterproof.
So, fantastic, right down to the ankles. You're right. I mean, I still don't own a proper raincoat. Could you imagine that?
But you're outside a lot of the time.
I know, and I just get wet. I don't have a waterproof raincoat. I have raincoats that leak, and I need to invest. I need to actually go.
I think News Talk should buy you one. News Talk should buy you one. They're after doing up the offices out there. The least they could do is get you a decent coat and not give you a pleurisy in the course of your... duties.
Think about the new schedule.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Henry McKean's coat should be part of the new schedule. His new coat, his new waterproof coat.
But when it comes to that, we are like people from Newcastle. Like, we're wearing leather jackets, we're wearing the wrong gear all the time. And I think it's a macho thing. Here is a man in a fleece, Eddie Tierney.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I'm one of the rare ones, I'd say.
Do you like the rain?
I'm glad I'm able to get out into it, that I'm not ill.
And so you're in a fleece. Yeah. You know, you're well. You're not
well
sick.
Equipped. Yeah, I'm not
You've
sick.
Got how many layers?
Two.
And you're not wearing a raincoat, and you're not, you know, carrying an umbrella.
No, used to it. I'm used to it now for Irish. But I'm in my mid-70s, so I'm on no medication, so I'm healthy. So loads of my friends are dead or in hospital, and they can't get out into the rain. So it doesn't bother me.
So you're just happy to be alive.
Yes.
Standing in the rain.
That's it.
Enjoying it.
Enjoying it when it's there. At least it's not snowing. I'm not fond of snow now.
And there could be snow in the next 10 days.
It's forecast, yeah.
And you prefer this? You prefer that kind of damp?
Well, no, I like sun as well, but I accept the weather. We're lucky we don't have real extremes here.
And why don't we all accept it and mention the fact that we haven't got real extremes like other countries where they have freezing cold winters and boiling hot summers?
Yeah, we're lucky here. We have a moderate climate. But I think there are people it does depress. There is a friend of mine who gets very down when it's like this. And he stays in. But I'm lucky I'm not one of those.
You just get on with it.
That's it.
And you're Irish. It rains. They're now saying 7% more rain.
Yeah. They reckon we had a year's supply already.
And your home is fine, you're not flooded?
No, we're nice and warm. We're very lucky we're not flooded. There are areas near us, Nutgrove out in Rathfarnham, got badly flooded. I feel sorry for those people. We're lucky we're on a slight hill, so everything goes past us. So we're lucky.
That man has a very positive attitude and very, I just don't understand why someone would wear a fleece when it's clearly raining outside.
Well,
that's just going to absorb all the
wet. Like a
wet
sheet.
And then it'll be weigh a ton. And then, you know.
But then it could turn into a wetsuit and the warm rain.
It's disgusting. You're right about the macho thing. Mm. Like, I see people, even in this weather, who'll be wearing shorts.
Oh, people love to wear shorts in the worst and worst conditions.
Why? Is it like I've got a tattoo on my ankle and I want everyone to see it?
They want to show off perhaps the Iron Man tattoo, or maybe it's they just like it. They like to feel cold. I mean, I admit that I went through a stage where I'd kill the environment by driving around with cold air conditioning on, even in the middle of winter. I just like to feel cold.
Oh.
Some people are just like that, I think.
Would you put a coat on and then be in the car when it's freezing?
No, I would just freeze and enjoy the coldness. Just like enjoy it.
And what was enjoyable about the coldness, Henry?
I think it was kind of a sort of control thing where I just felt really kind of chilly and I was in control of it. You know, whereas because it was air conditioning, it wasn't.
Have you sought any kind of professional help in this kind of weird torture yourself?
I should seek some professional help for many reasons. But and on that, warm lighting helps. I mean, they say own the rain. If it's raining, make the rain as a setting and just go with it. And even perhaps have some company by putting on the radio as in, you know, just keep News Talk on in the background. I met a lady and she sometimes has bad days and she tries to get up the next day and have a good day to feel better.
You're wearing a North Face jacket, but it goes right down to your ankles. A big puffer.
Yeah.
So you're lovely and warm.
Yes.
And it's waterproof too.
I wouldn't say I'm warm.
You're not warm.
But I'm not cold. I'm okay.
You're out shopping in this desperate weather.
Yeah.
It doesn't put you off.
No, because I had a bad day yesterday. I currently have just a little bit of concussion. And when you have a bad day, you have to appreciate the good days. The weather wouldn't turn me off at all.
I'm sorry about your bad day. What happened?
I have concussion, so I just... It's hard to put one foot in front of the other.
Did you fall?
Yeah, I had a bad knock to the head a few months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And it comes back?
Yeah, it just comes... I get bouts of it every now and again. So I didn't even feel a fresh air yesterday.
So you got dizzy?
Very dizzy yesterday.
Very
okay
dizzy.
Okay today.
Okay today. And you're just enjoying life, getting on with it.
Yeah, cleaned the house this morning. I had a wash on at 7 o'clock this morning. So no, up and out. When you have a bad day, you have to appreciate the good ones.
Isn't that interesting? So if you have a bad day, you've got to have a good day the following day.
We got to try.
You have to.
You have to try.
You've got to try and move on.
Turn it around.
And that works for you.
Well, it's worked for me today, yeah.
People out there.
But I'll go home now and relax all afternoon.
Will you?
So I have a day off because I had a really busy working week last week, so I specifically took today off. So yeah.
And people out there who are feeling down in this rain that will continue. And it is miserable. And there's many out there who are flooded or they're recovering or they're about to be flooded.
It's awful.
And how do we cheer them up, or can we?
Well, I don't think you can cheer someone up who has has ruined all their, you know, inner interiors or furniture. I've seen, you know, people, a young couple with their sofa outside. I mean, there is no cheering them up. I mean, who knows who's going to pay for the next sofa, or, you know, it's really, really tough. I mean...
So just stay in that misery for a bit.
Well, you should, you just have to accept it. Yeah, yeah. It's not easy. I've never had that, so you know, I'm not going to, you know, say, oh, get up and get on with it. But it's very, very tough to see that amount of water and muck and coming into your home. That probably wasn't overly forecasted as well as maybe it should be. I'm not blaming any, you know, the council or the weather, but we seem to have like severe weather warnings for small amounts of rain, and then last week we didn't really have severe weather warnings, and we had a lot of rain. So you. Are we believing the weather warnings? I don't. I mean, there's a severe weather warning today. This is not severe. This is just rain in January or February.
And they will say it's because of the amount of water that's already fallen, there's that risk.
Well, of course, it compounds, of course.
And for you, I mean, you're going to go home now and just relax.
Yes, I'm going to light the fire. And if I see that there was a charity somewhere for the people in Enniscorthy, I would definitely give money. I feel like I did something.
There you go. That's a woman trying to be positive about it. Patrick says, in relation to the bad weather, I come from Mayo, but I spent 6 months living in Vancouver. When my friends and I arrived, we were warned by everybody there that it rains all the time. Sure enough, within a week, the rain began. It was the same thing, if not as bad as Mayo or Galway. The thing was, hardly anyone complained about it. The reason was because they were dressed for the weather. They're all wrapped up lovely and warm with waterproofs and umbrellas. Main one in Ireland, nobody dresses for the weather. Half the country walks around with a face on them like someone's waving a dog toffee under their nose. As Patrick is in question. Well, he's got a point there, because there's a kind of... Since the pandemic, yes. During the pandemic, a lot of bars and restaurants started setting up outdoor areas. And for some reason, mentally, we all thought, oh, we're living in the Mediterranean now. And so anytime it starts raining or it's cold, it comes as a huge shock to people that this could have happened in this country. Where's the warm breeze from, you know?
I know tourists come ready. They have raincoats and they're ready.
They know it, but we don't.
We can't hack it.
Someone else says, love winter, dark evenings, cold wind, rain, snow. Hate people saying, isn't there a great stretch in the evenings, and bloody ice cream vans. Someone else says, still doesn't stop the Irish wearing the shorts and white socks in 2 and 3 degree daytime temperature. What's with this new... Well, that's Paul Meskell, probably. I'm guessing you could blame for that. The downside of a proper waterproof coat is you end up sweating bullets in them. It almost cancels out the waterproofing. Yeah, you have to think about what you're going to wear underneath it, of course. I've noticed that my mood is often more at ease in grey or miserable weather. When the weather is bright and everyone seems upbeat, it can actually affect me negatively, whereas dull weather feels more in tune with my natural emotional baseline.
That's fascinating.
That is interesting. Because you know the way the Irish are supposed to be a melancholic people and we sing sad songs.
We are. We should love our misery and love our weather.
We don't do that anymore. We're all trying to be like positive and American. And I hate that stuff.
It's so true. The bad weather calms you. It makes you feel... You know, you don't feel that same pressure to succeed or be successful.
It's true. And somebody else makes an excellent point here. Umbrellas don't work in Ireland because the wind is always so strong. You just end up with an upside down umbrella or a broken umbrella. That's 100% true.
They are absolutely pointless.
All you see is bins full of broken umbrellas when there's weather like this.
Only good in the summer with a little tiny breeze and a bit of rain. Absolutely useless. Forget the umbrellas.
Yeah.
There is no point in having an umbrella. And on that, Sean, yourself, your worst rain experience? Is it every day? Is it now?
Well, no, I suppose I'm kind of used to the rain. I remember, like, you ever go camping and be washed out by the rain?
Uh-huh.
That's and everything stinks.
Oh, God, like a wet dog.
Yeah. And I can remember being on, I can remember me and another guy were kind of, we were a friend of mine, still a friend of mine, but we were kind of, when we were young fellas, we were hitching around Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and we had a tent, and every time we set up the tent, it just started lashing rain.
And it would just get flooded.
And we'd just get flooded. And then we'd be on trains, and the stink off the two of us, we knew we were rotten.
So people didn't want to be near you.
Yeah, well, it was good. You got a carriage to yourself, so which was nice. But it was, yeah, very unpleasant.
And you couldn't get to a laundrette or something, or
no,
a shower?
No, couldn't, no. It was just, every time we go anywhere, then you just get wet again.
So you that just was, yeah. tried to dry out, and yeah. you just was smelly.
Don't Ooh. Shoot me, but in where I wear shorts when I go for walks in the rain, rain caught on. When you get home, then just dry your legs instead of changing your trousers. Says Tomer. There you go. I assume, though, he must be getting some sort of sensual thing of raindrops.
Oh, yeah.
Cascading down his bare legs.
I definitely.
There must be some weird thing going
absolutely.
On there.
Absolutely. I mean, being hit.
That's, Tomer, have you considered yeah. setting up an OnlyFans account? That might be a winner for you. The only people who can handle the rain in this country are the farmers. My brother is a farmer and just thrives on being out in bad weather. Go on to farmers, says Pat. Yeah, so but the, people would be dreaming of sunnier climes at this time of the year.
Absolutely, and the rain can feel good on your skin. And when it comes to travel agencies, today, like other rainy days, they're seeing a spike of sales of up to 20%. Here is a travel agent.
Hi, my name's Louise. I'm from Cassidy Travel in Stevens Green. We are here on this miserable Tuesday and we are making everyone happy booking their summer holidays.
So it is a, as I call them, a bank holiday Tuesday. The day off a bank holiday can be pretty tough, but then you'd have the bad traffic. People struggled to get to their offices this morning.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of rain around. There's flooding in parts and places. We're here in your travel agency and I'm looking at adverts, or you could say billboards. I could get to Bali, I could get yeah. to Mexico, yeah. I could go to South Africa, I could get away.
Yeah, so we have, even if people can't make it in with this terrible weather, they can ring us in, or a lot of people will email us also. But we have city breaks from 259 right up to, as you can see there, Bali of like 1589. A lot of people are going further afield this year. They're getting really good value for money. Really good long haul, really good value on the long haul destinations. So yeah, and low deposit options as well, which is good for people.
Are you seeing an increase when the weather's bad? Do people think, I just need to get out of here?
Yes, people, well yeah, it will get busier when the weather's worse. Just to kind of brighten up people's day, they'll get a nice summer holiday booked to look forward to.
So it's all about having something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. And as I said, because we've low deposits, you can just throw off, you know, €50 or whatever, and then people can have plenty of time to pay it off, but yet they notice something that they're somewhere that they're going with.
Are
it,
you so. Going anywhere?
I've nothing planned at the moment myself. I haven't had a minute to look, to be fair. But I definitely will get something in soon.
To the sun?
Yes, I'm a sun worshipper, so definitely sun. But I actually am thinking more long haul. I'm looking at our Bali offers. So I may tend to get over to Bali this year, hopefully.
You wouldn't be tempted to go to the snow, a last minute ski trip?
I'm just back from Lapland, so
oh, wow.
Yeah, ski is quite popular as well, but I am just back from Lapland, so my next trip personally will be a sun holiday, but ski is quite popular with us as well right up until travelling in March.
There you go, nice for you. One texter says, I live in Benamedina and my kids' schools are shut tomorrow because of rain.
There you go.
There you go. My dad had escaped to Florida to play golf. I spoke to him yesterday. -4, colder than here. Cool. Poor feckers, he says. Is it only Ireland that has 20 types of rain? Warm, horizontal, sneaky, smelly, etc. That's a good point. Somebody should try and do a list of all the different sorts of rain. Especially that the sun's out, it's raining kind of rain.
I think you're right. I think there is an Irish book on words about rain. There's that many different types of rain.
Yeah.
It's an Irish thing. And it's true, there's misty rain and there's, as you said, horizontal rain, heavy, big drops of rain and you name it. There's all different types.
Mm.
Right now, it's just that kind of misery. In Dublin, I know there's parts of Ireland right now and I'm sure they're texting in to say, it's not raining where we are.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's raining in Dublin.
Yeah.
And that's and the Dublin people want to know.
That's the only important thing.
No.
As radio listeners know, all across the country. The there are, now you work in the rain. Mm-hmm. You're outside a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And you must see other people who have to work in the
yeah,
rain as well.
We're all comrades in the rain together and we just put up with it and we try and smile and then we try and dry off. I do anyway, because I need to get some proper gear. But yeah, for many, though, they do have to stop. Here is a couple who can't work, so instead they went out for a coffee.
Yeah, Ellie and Tommy Hamill.
Hi, I'm Becky.
And you're wearing a hoodie and you're wearing a baseball cap that says 00 something.
00 Resin. It's my resin-bound company. So it's resin-bound stone, resin-bound aggregate for driveways. Permeable colour tarmac, basically.
So you put down driveways. Are you putting down driveways today?
No, because of the weather. It's very, very bad.
You can't put them down in this weather?
You can't. I'm actually opening up a sauna business as well. Shamrock Saunas in Wicklow. I'm sure that's on hold as well because of the weather.
So you can't build that either?
No. We're stuck in the mud, literally.
So does this day get to you? Does it get you down?
It does get you down, but we make the most of it. So we're out there. Scoping out coffee companies.
So you're just chilling?
You know? Yeah, chilling.
And when you say scoping out coffee companies...
Oh, we're going to have a little coffee dock down on my sauna premises.
Ah, and you're getting ideas.
You know? Oh, yeah.
You're window shopping.
Yeah, we are indeed, yeah. Yeah.
So you're using this day wisely.
Oh, yeah. You have to seize the moment, you know what I mean?
Even though you're not making any money today.
No, we're spending, unfortunately.
So how do you stay cheery on a day like today?
Nice coffee. And so think of the brighter days, you know?
Think of the good days.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favourite posts is Carpe Diem. So, seize the day, no matter the weather.
Yeah. And you don't want to book a holiday and get out of here?
If you want to pay for it, I'll be all up for it. That's no problem, yeah.
So you don't have any extra cash to book a holiday?
No. It's all gone into my business.
There's a man who knows the value of marketing. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McCain there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
At Worthington Jewelers, every piece begins with a story. Yours. Worthington Jewelers is actually having their biggest bridal event of the year now through March 21st. Buy one, get one, 50% off all wedding jewelry. And as a customer of Worthington Jewelers, I can tell you that from engagement rings to custom designs, each creation is crafted with care and connection. So take some time and enjoy the biggest bridal event of the year. Buy one, get one, 50% off all wedding jewelry now through March 21st. Only at Worthington Jewelers, where Columbus gets engaged.